Welcome to Maseches Baba Kama, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Aleph, Chapter 7, Mishnah 1. Here's a brief introduction. We know the halacha is that if a person steals an object in a hidden way, clandestinely, so they pickpocket someone without their knowledge, they break into somebody's house and they steal something while the fellow is sleeping, the halacha is that a person has to pay kefil, twice the value. Even more so, the Torah says, if a person steals an ox and then slaughters it or sells it, they pay five times the value. If they steal a sheep and they slaughter it or sell it, they pay four times the value. Says the Mishnah, even so, Meruba midas tashlume kefal mimidas tashlume barba v'chamisha. We find that paying twice the value has something more substantive about it than paying four times or five times the value. How is that? Shemidas tashlume kefal, that when a person pays twice the value, nayheges bein bedavar sheyesh beruachaim, it applies whether it is referring to an object that has life or not, as the Torah says, Al kol dvar pesha, anything that a person does negligence in, shar chamar se salma, an ox, a donkey, a sheep, or even a garment, the Torah concludes, Yishalim shnayim l'rei, you pay twice the value. However, Amidas Tashlima above a chamisha, paying four or five times the value, in the Hegesel Bashar Visebova, that applies exclusively by an ox or a sheep, Shanemar, because the Pasuk says, if a person steals an ox or a sheep and they slaughter it or they sell it, the Torah says they pay four or five. Concludes the Mishnah. A person who steals from a thief doesn't pay kefil, neither to the thief or to the original owner. And that's because the Pasuk says, v'gunam mibeis ha'ish, and it is stolen from the house of the owner, then imimatzi ha'ganav yishalm shnayim, if you find the thief, you pay twice. The Gemara says, "Mibeis ha'ish," from the home of the man, the owner, "V'lo mibeis ha'ganav," and not from the home of the thief. Therefore, one does not pay to either the thief or the original owner. Similarly, "V'le'ateveach v'le'amecha racher ha'ganav misham tashlumi arba v'chamisha." Somebody who steals from a thief, let's say an ox or a sheep, and he slaughters it or he sells it, he doesn't pay the usual arba v'chamisha five times the penalty. Why is that? Because since, as we just got through saying, you don't pay kefil, you don't pay the double penalty, you don't have to pay four or five, because it would come out that instead of paying four or five, you would pay three or four. And in the halacha is, included in the four or five is the kefil that a person pays. Therefore, in a situation where there's no kefil, where there isn't the double penalty, in that situation, a person doesn't pay arba v'chamisha, four or five times the value. Either wishing you a fantastic day and a wonderful upcoming week.